best man. My love, said he, you must forbear. Alas, my head is full of care. For why I nothing have at all, for to endow a wife withal, which makes me now forbear to wed. The times are hard and trading's dead. Tush, foolish man, she then replied, I must and will be made a bride. It is in vain to make your moan, I will no longer lie alone. If you don't wed me, my sweet John, in truth you are no honest man. I prithee, Nell, be not in haste. I have no other love embraced. For whensoe'er I changed my life, 'tis thou alone shalt be my wife. But at the present I'll not wed. The times are hard and trading's dead. Quoth, now what though the times are hard? This is a small excuse, said she, which I shall never once regard, if that I could but merit be. Consider me, my sweet-faced John, or else thou art no honest man. O sweet-faced Nell, I fear our charge will after marriage soon grow large. For shouldst thou prove with child, quoth he, alas, what would become of me? These are the things that I so dread. The times are hard and trading's dead. Quoth Nell, I never knew before a man of such a mind as you. Here I have gold and silver store, nay, house and land and cattle too. If you won't wed me, honest John, in truth thou art no honest man. My father died not long ago, and left me 20 mark a year. Now if you'll have me, tell me so. Oh, then, quoth John, love never fear. Though times are hard and trading's dead, thy wealth invites me for to wed. She bought him straight new hose and shoon, a broad-brimmed hat and roast meat cloths, and then before